Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the rewards for sending durood on Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sending durood is a form of charity, a means of attaining purity, and one is granted blessings in wealth. It is a means of fulfillment for more than 100 needs. It is an act of worship and ibadah. It is the most beloved of deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the beauty of all gatherings. It removes poverty and is a means of all goodness. The sender of durood will be the closest to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. The reader, his children and grandchildren will derive benefit. And likewise, the person to whom the reward of the durood has been gifted, ithale sawab. It is a means of acquiring closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his noble messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, it is a light and a means of overpowering your enemy. Durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a great light. It is a business wherein there is no loss. Sending durood and salams has remained the daily practice of the awliya, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be regular in sending durood and salams upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will be freed from Jahannam. Your deeds will be purified. Your hopes will be fulfilled. Your heart will be brightened. You will earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will be at ease on the terrible day of Qiyamah. Ya Rabbi, salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khayri al-khalqi kullihimi.